three was easy. Because it was almost the extension of book two, but a little bit open. What should you do? Let me tell you what should you do. Should I?
No.
I don't know what should you do. I know what you should not do. I could even warn you only. The rest is yours, is your life, you're living it, you're doing it. So it starts with warnings and warnings. It starts with, first of all, we talk about it. This book will finish, then what? Almost you have to learn it all. So there is all around you the information. Be aware. First of all, there are some people who are calling you to treat you well. You shouldn't believe in all of them, because some of them, they don't care about you. Do you remember the story of the donkey? Then book four. Book four was, now bring it together. In book three, we made it open, we talked about all, is it now? Bringing back together. Unification. You are supposed to unify. Unify what? Two things. First is the unification outside. Remember that there is no us and them. There is me. We are all one. That's how it works. So there is no them. Haha. You don't like this, do you? Now let's talk about the filthy people who are killing other people. Who are those people? Them? No, it's we. It's in all of us. If all of us were different, those group of people couldn't exist even. That's what it is. Who is building the culture? We are. Is our culture perfect? No. We see the outcome. Who is the guilty one? All of us. Because each of us will not start from me. We want to correct outside because the others are wrong. I'm right. This is the silly position of ego. Everybody is guilty and everybody should change. No. If I'm talking, I should talk about me first. I should change. This is the trick. So, the unification is that. Then, there is some other place which is really a mess. Do you know what I'm talking about? I'm talking about your mind. Your mind is a mess. How do I know? The answers you give, it depends. Who is asking? And where the question is posed, then your answer is different. Is it or not? Yes. So, you need a unification inside, bring them all together. One part of you likes to cheat. Yes, this is the animal part of you. And it's real. But cheating is no good. This is the trick. The basic instrument of animals for life is what? No. There's one thing. Cheating, lying, they all do. I always bring you the best example. Do you remember what is the biggest example?
The chameleon?
No. Flowers. Flowers, which are the most beautiful stuff that everybody will say, yes, flower is beautiful. What is flower? Flower is a sexual cheating. Period. From the beginning to the end, cheating the insects to be the pimp here. That's what it is. And it's beautiful, yes. It's beautiful because a flower will make some statue, physical replica of another insect. And guess what? This plant chemically reproduces the essence of the female of that insect. Yes, to attract the male. Because this flower doesn't care to provide a lot of sugar and treat them with sugar, we treat them like that. It's that. And look at the nature. How the animal live. Would you please tell me? I'm an alien. How the animal live? Eating other animals. From top to the bottom, all of them, they eat each other. And they have to cheat and kill each other. This is animal life. The point is, we are not animal anymore. Ooh. Animalism became something passé. When? When did it happen? Talking. With talking, we became we. Because a culture was cultivated and grow within us. That's what it is. And in that one, honesty is beautiful. It's more beautiful than a flower. It will give you more joy. We know what honesty has a price. When you're honest, you lose all those cheating stuff. Yes. But what you get? What you get is what? Only a feeling of satisfaction inside. So, why is that important? Because it's permanent. It's for always. When you're kind and you do something good, the pleasure of that is forever. The rest are only for this moment. This is what it is. So, we closed the book 4, came to book 5 to talk about the real stuff. Now get serious. Okay, when we get serious, what are we talking about? We don't know. Yes, that's the point. But we know something about it. We don't know why. We don't know how. But it's there. Being bewildered is when you understand that you don't understand. That's the best kind of understanding. This is what we are talking in this book. Right from the beginning, he said, let's talk about something that we don't know really. And we are not really going to know. Let me read one verse of the first paragraph of this book. It says, in this court of the judge who pronounces the decree, we are present for the purpose of our claim to fulfill covenant signified by the word am not I and ye. Did you get anything? No. Honestly, it didn't make even sense to me, although I know the Persian one. Persian world is, you know what? Here, we are standing in the court of the judge. That's standing up. Here we talk about being responsible. Because if you're not responsible, goodbye. Did we say it at the beginning or not? Qiyam, standing up. That's the first condition of all the prayers. Why? Standing up and being responsible. Criticize yourself and look inside. He said, here we are in this court, we are standing up to do what? There are two words over there, alast and bala. Alasto is the question. Am I your creator? And the answer is yes. Everybody said yes. That's it. We are here for that, to understand that I am created. With what? The animal? I'm not talking about the animal. The animal is, yes, from the womb of my mother's mother and blah, 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 blah. So what? I'm talking about me, my personality, my character, my culture, me, me, me. I'm here to do what? I am created. And there is a purpose. There is. I know there is a purpose. Because I find the source here. Here. Curiosity. What is curiosity? I wanted to know who I am. I want to know why I'm here. And I know I'm made. First of all, if my mother and father will not sleep together that night, I wouldn't be here. Right? That was the first one. Okay. And I paid the price for that. Well, the genetic defect comes to that. Then what? Then I came out. I was a baby. I started to absorb the culture around me. What was around me? A country occupied with three different kind of soldiers in the road. I hear the bomb when I was in the womb of my mother. They bombed our city. It's World War II. Yeah. So I absorb all of that. Am I talking about my creator or not? Yes. Because in all of this, there is one judgment. I talk about that a lot, and I don't know what else to do. Yeah. What is right? In nature, in animals, everything is right. Everything happening is happening. But when we are talking, there is right and wrong. Right? Where that's coming from? Isn't this human culture only, right? There is nowhere else. So, this is one part. Then, let's talk about expectancy. Oh. All my planning in my entire life is because I expected this, I expected that, right? Then the truth, then truth, then just, then justice, then real and reality, and then God. All of this is that meaning to me. And that is my creator. Because one by one by one, I studied it deeply, and I realized, yes, it's in me. Yeah. When I say something is